Welcome to Marriage Mondays with the Kings. I'm Kenya.
And I'm Shan.
And we are the Kings.
Happy Monday, you all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another show of Marriage Mondays with the Kings. We are so glad that you all, as we say all the time, took time out of your schedule to join us for another show. Now, we're going to go ahead and open up and let you know that Marriage Mondays with the Kings is brought to you by sponsor Christian Humor /inspiration. This is a group that is designed to uplift, inspire, and bring humor to everyday life in a Christian way. So if you're in the social media, specifically Facebook, please go and search them at Christian Humor/inspiration. Now, if you are an organization or a business and you would like to be promoted during our broadcast or on KRGN 98.5 FM, please give them a call at 254-213-1588.
And so once again, we thank you so much for joining in with us on tonight. And as always, as we always open up our show, we always like to just open up with a word of prayer. So if you're safely able to do so, we ask you to please bow your heads with us as we go before the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we thank you for this day on the day, dear God. We thank you for waking us up and starting us on our way. And on the night, dear God, we just thank you in advance for a word that would go forth to your people, Heavenly Father, hoping that it would do a good service, Heavenly Father, to produce a good product, Heavenly Father, to produce good fruit for your people, dear God. Father God, on the day, we're just praying for those individuals that have been through surgeries on the day, dear God. We're praying for healing in their bodies, healing in their mind, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would dispatch your angels, Heavenly Father, to go forth in the hospital, the nursing homes, the doctor's offices, Heavenly Father. Regardless of what a person is going through right now, we know that the doctor may say one thing, but we know that you can say something totally different. So, Father God, we just are expecting miracles on the day, dear God. Where someone was told that it wouldn't be another day, we say that it will be another week, another month, another year, another century, if it need be, dear God. Father God, on the day, we're just praying for this country. We're praying for all countries that our leaders, Heavenly Father, would line up with your word, yes, that they would rule over their people without ruling for greed, without ruling for money and personal gain, but be there for the people on the day, dear God. We pray against wars on the day, dear God. We're praying for peace, Heavenly Father, between countries and within ourselves, dear God, for somewhere someone is not even within peace within their right mind. Yes. So we pray for peace on the day, dear God. We pray that your word would continue to cover us, that your hands of everlasting protection, Heavenly Father, will continue to encompass your people and protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, as we go into this new territory that we'll be talking about on today, we want to enhance community right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, that the things that divide us the most, Heavenly Father, that it will be put asunder, Heavenly Father, and you will cause your people to lean on each other, to love each other, and to pull together the way community should. Father God, we're praying for individuals who have lost loved ones in this last week, dear God. We pray that you would just give them that peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask that you would heal their heart and their minds, that they would continue to be able to move forward in their lives. And on today, Father God, we continue to pray for Shan and I, as you would give us the words to say, take us out of ourselves, Heavenly Father, and ensure that the words that we are saying is coming from you, going out to your people, that would do them the good, Heavenly Father, in their marriages, in their relationships, and in their communities. So, Father God, on today, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for KRGN, the many individuals that are using their voices that you've given them on the airways to make a positive outcome in people's lives. So on the day, dear God, we continue to ask you to bless KRGN and all the listeners on the sound of our voices and everyone else who is on this station, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And so our foundational scripture for Marriage Mondays with the Kings come from the book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 6, where it reads, "So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate."
And our motto for Marriage Mondays with the Kings is helping to build stronger marriages, which leads to stronger families and stronger communities.
Views expressed on this show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This station holds no responsibility for the validity or accuracy of information on this show.
And please keep in mind, although we are counseling professionals, the information shared on our show is for ministry and educational purposes only. Also notes, the topics discussed are reflective of supporters who contact us designed to have a deeper knowledge of these topics. No information is shared on our show based upon our counseling experiences. Topics are for the encouragement of marriages, families, and communities as God desires for us to minister.
Yes, and so continuing on with the show, tonight's show We are going to be focusing on community. Community. Specifically, we need each other. So that is the title of tonight's show. Community, we need each other. As we are in the month of November, we always kind of speak to community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know during this season, we give back. And, you know, between, you know, Thanksgiving all the way up until probably New Year's. This is mm-hmm. season where a lot of individuals take time to give back to the community. But let's take a deeper look at how much we really need each other as a people and need to commune together.
Absolutely. And I think it's very, I think we really need to sit down and kind of define community. Because okay, for a lot of different people, it can mean a lot of different things. So mm-hmm. I actually looked it up, and it means a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. Mm. A group of people living together in one place, especially one practicing common ownership. Okay. A particular area or place considered together with its inhabitants, or a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, or goals.
Okay.
So that is what the community is defined as. And so now we know the definition. We really talk and we try to get individuals to understand the importance of working together as a community, mm-hmm. the many benefits that can come from that. So in doing so, we definitely want to engage the people that are listening to us tonight and really kind of dive deeper into why community is so important and why maybe we've lost ground or track of that over the years as to why people are becoming more individualized and they're mm-hmm. kind of staying away to themselves, ostracizing themselves sometimes. And sometimes we as a community, we ostracize people.
Right.
So I think we need to look at the importance of that, especially in these days and times that we're going through, so that maybe we can change some things back to the way things used to be when community really flourished and really helped each other out.
Yes. And so I was sitting up thinking, like, with us, and we hear this so often as we have conversation with people who are our age, mm-hmm. who are in our age group and older, they speak about, or we often speak about as well, we remember what it was like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
We remember, and for some of you all, you're going to start laughing. Now, let me kind of put this out before we really get, if you want to watch the show, some of you may be listening, you know, but if you want to watch it, it is right now, you know, we're on YouTube, Marriage Money's with the King's YouTube channel, so just head on over. But a lot of repeated conversations, we speak about how we remember when we were growing up that, you know, if someone was in need mm-hmm. in the community, it wasn't more so like nowadays where it is reaction. You just mm-hmm. react. You always reactory, if that's a word, reacting, you know, instead of just being there.
Right.
But the thing was, a lot of people didn't even, this day and age, I feel a lot of people don't know who's really in need mm-hmm. because we work so well at pretending like we're not.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say mm-hmm. that again. That just came to me. Come on, Jesus. We do not really know in a community who's really in need because we work so well to pretend like we are not. Yet and still, we will turn around and get mad because where is my community? Where is my church? Mm-hmm. Where is my so-called friends? Where is my so-called family? Why are we sitting up here so quick to get upset with those around us? Are they supposed to read your mind and know that you're psychic? Like, are they supposed to be psychic and use some type of telepathy type situation just to say, and then this is what even is worse. There will be times where God will place someone on our heart. And I know I'm, you know, for me, I'll text and say, hey, you know, just want to let you know, because when God places someone on my heart, I immediately start praying for them. I don't need to know every situation, circumstance, whatever. And I reach out to the person and say, hey, I just want to let you know God had you on my heart. You know, I don't know if you are in need anything of anything or if you want to talk, whatever. Just know that I am lifting you up in prayer. Listen, I'm not even asking what it is because I want to give that person mm-hmm. a choice as to whether they want to share it. But when I think about us growing up in a community and I think about, you know, our late grandparents and, you know, I didn't have the honor of meeting his grandparents, mm-hmm. But even watching his mom and his aunt and his cousins, you know, going back home to East Texas, they don't turn people away. You know, it could be a family event that the Kings have going on, the Kings, the Hendersons, and all the rest of your family, you know, have East Texas, Northeast, that is, have going on. And it could be people that stopping by and they just waving. Y'all know how we doing it. They still do that where they from. I love it. And they just throw a wave up and, you know, or I could see his cousin, who I love. Oh, my God. She is amazing. She know what we're talking about. I didn't get permission to use her name. But she may tell her children or, you know, one of the other elders may say, hey, pack a plate and run it across the street to so-and-so. You know, we don't do that now. Everyone just stays secluded in their own environments, their own home. And it's almost like people nowadays just find a reason to be mad. Mm-hmm. But then I want to ask you this, because I know Kenya got his stuff. I got my notes and things like that. Why are you getting mad at your community if you're not even actively participating in it?
That's good. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And once again, when I was talking earlier about the importance of community, see, we have to understand that everybody may not see things exactly the same. Mm-hmm. That's why it's good for individuals to be able to come together, because one of the things that being a community and everybody being involved is helps people be able to see the different viewpoints that everybody has. Mm. Doesn't mean that you're going to agree with everything, yes, but at least you're able to see, well, this is what this person is saying. This is what this person over here is saying. And then you get a better understanding of the people that you're dealing with. See, oftentimes we go into this community aspect and we want to find out what a person knows, why they're different with us, to try to attack. Mm-hmm. But can we get to a point where we're using community to better understand each other? Right. And that way we can better operate with each other. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to community, I wrote down a few things as I was doing a study of why community is important. Mm-hmm. Number one, I think this should probably be at the top of the list, but this is really in no generalized order.
Okay.
Community creates a sense of purpose.
Mm.
Why are we here? Mm-hmm. What are we supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
If I gave you the definition, what it said that is individuals or people living in the same place having particular characteristics or interests in common, one of our purposes may be to find out what we have in common or what we may have that are different and see what we can do with that. If we all have the same purpose, now you've got more than one person willing to do something or act in a certain way and you're not by yourself.
Right.
So once again, that sense of community creates a sense of purpose. It may tell people this is what we need to do. We see what we lack in our community and we need individuals to get on one accord in order to try to change that.
Right.
Another thing is that community creates a sense of belonging.
Mm.
When people are living in the same place, maybe they have the same interests, maybe they don't, then individuals can say, I belong to this area. I belong to this group of people.
Right.
We're all doing this for the sake of community, the kids or whatever the case may be, because you may have that one person that their interests may be totally different from everybody else's in the community, but that one person may be able to help everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else may be running around like chickens with their head cut off, but this one person is very analytical. They like to process things. They like to sit down and prioritize, and they may be the one that gets everybody on the same sheet of music to keep them in flow when they're having meetings or when they're doing something as a community.
Right.
Community also helps to build trust. Now, I'm going to stay on this one for a while.
Oh.
In this world that we live in,
wow.
Let's just be honest. It's hard to trust people.
Right, 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 right.
It's hard to trust people. Sometimes we don't know who's being honest, dishonest, whatever the case may be, but we never know unless we really dig deep into other people, get to know them at a deeper level so
right.
that we can tell what's going on with individuals.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to know people at a deeper level, then you can decide who you can trust and who you can't.
Right, right.
But you won't do that unless you get to know somebody.
Mm.
See, there's a lot of individuals, and I'm just going to say it, I've dealt with in the past and maybe currently dealing with. Hey, well, you know, what about so-and-so? I don't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why don't you trust? I don't know. He just seemed like he ain't all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just seemed that way. Have you had a conversation with the individual? Have you sat down and talked with them? They just may be shocked. They may be thinking the same thing about you.
About you. Right, right.
Or are we going off of what everybody else says?
Mm.
See, a lot of times that's the reason why a community can't get on the same sheet of music is because this brother and that brother got into it. Everybody else keep the stuff going by trying to jump and be on sides.
Yes.
Instead of just working together to figure out what's the issue. Oh, mm-hmm. You said something to me I didn't like. Be the bigger person, just apologize and move
right,
on.
Right, right.
It ain't got to be this he said, she said to keep going back and forth. And that's the reason why kids can't even cross the street nowadays to play with each other, because this person over here want to be gangbanging. This one over here want to be doing this, that, and other, instead of working together for the betterment of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I'll say, and I'll pass it back over to Shan and come back at it later. do we not understand that there is more power in groups?
Yes.
So community creates support networks, mm-hmm. people that we can fall back on, people that can fall back on us. It's working together for the betterment of the community. Now, sometimes we have individuals that may be in need. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying you go out there and put all that person's business out there, but we need to get that information out to say, hey, you know what? The Johnsons, they're having some issues right now. Mm-hmm. We may not know everything that's going on, but you know what? Can somebody just cook a meal and just drop it off?
Right.
Can somebody run by and just see if they need anything? Can somebody just go by and give them a word? Can somebody go by and pray for them? Mm-hmm. Has anybody befriended them in the neighborhood? Talk to their children? Are the kids talking to one another? It's so much that we can do as a community because there's more people involved. All too often, you got the same people doing the same thing over and over again, and people get tired and they get burnt out. Mm-hmm. That's why the Bible says it's good that we all dwell together, that we all fellowship and communion with one another. That way, it's not just on one individual. Everybody is there to see different things. And if we're all pitching in to help individuals, this could be such a better place that we live in on this earth. Mm. If we all got together and just tried to make it beneficial for everybody and not make it individualized, things could be so much better. With that, I'll just say this. I learned a long time ago, if you want to lose friends really quickly, always bring up religion and politics somewhere in conversations. Right. You'll see who's really going to be there with you. But I'm just going to go there.
Okay.
Not trying to lose any followers, but this is one thing I wholeheartedly believe in. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we got to get better at as a community is starting off in our own homes first, getting mm-hmm. that straight. Mm-hmm. Then working on our neighborhoods, then working out from there. And what really sickens me these days, and I'm just going to say it, is that you would get politicians that run up and talk about they all about community, but then once they get in that seat, they ain't doing nothing but things for themselves.
They're doing nothing. Before.
Right. You see the people that are around you, the other politicians, y'all are working together because you got common interests of growing your own pockets. Mm. But what are you doing for the community that you're supposed to be working for? And I'll say it again. I still find it very disheartening that as a larger community in the United States, we have a hard time passing the budget, something that we know is going to come around every year, but we can find all this money to give the other nations and all this other stuff, but can't take care of our own people here at home. They say you're supposed to have a separation of church and state, but we go do this thing on the night. I think we got to get a better sense. So in order to affect community at a larger level, we got to get it right at a lower level.
That's true.
We can't expect the politicians to get it right if we ain't going to get right within the community ourselves.
Right.
So this ain't just all on the politicians. This is everybody.
Right.
And this is starting out with you as an individual asking yourself the question, what is it that I need to do or what can I do to help my community? Mm. I don't care if you walk around your neighborhood by yourself and pick up trash. That's one person doing one thing.
Right.
Maybe somebody else is going to volunteer to cut somebody's yard. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody else is going to start a neighborhood watch. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. Everybody working together for the betterment of everybody.
Yeah. One of the things that I was, you know, sharing with Kenya, and it's really been on my heart and really in my spirit, I have a feeling, a strong feeling, that we are going to definitely need each other in community.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what's about to come. I know my discernment is strong. I haven't had any visions. God has not shown me any visions, but that we are going to need each other. And so this show tonight, I hope and pray that something is said that is really going to just nag and eat at you to do something positive and be a part. We are going to need each other. I don't know how many times that I can say that. However, I did look at what Kenya was speaking about earlier, and I had written down, why is it that communities do not come together like we used to? Many of us were raised up in the country. Kenya was raised in the country in Texas. I was raised in the country in Oklahoma. No knock against city folks, because I know sometimes city folks been there, but we can't speak to that. We can only speak to the country part of it. And so when I asked myself, what happened between that dynamic, those generations, I definitely would have to agree with you and say broken trust.
Mm-hmm.
Something, it was some broken trust, some shifting, or whatever the case may be. And so the question is, can I trust you? Can I trust you? And so I was looking up, you know, the scripture, and this is a noun, from a noun portion of it. And I'm just on, you know, Google, and it says, firm believing the reliability truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Relationships have to be built on trust. Mm-hmm. And so although our parents maybe no longer live, and some of you all are still blessed enough, not parents, grandparents, blessed enough to have your grandparents, you're blessed enough to still have your parents. You've seen this growing up firsthand. Mm-hmm. Listen, just because it doesn't exist anymore and the world has taught us, especially as believers, that we have to think in an individualistic mindset, even though that is not how God created it. Even if you go all the way back to Genesis, when you come to Adam and Eve and God says it is not good for man to live alone to be alone. Do you think that he really just built Eve, you know, just for Adam, and that was it in regards to that scripture? I don't think so. It is not good for us to be alone. Mm-hmm. Think about individuals who are isolated. Think about someone that's in jail, and you know, I ain't been in jail. Mm-hmm. But what is that? They send you to the confining space, and oh, it's man. Dark. I can't even think of it. Some of y'all can think of it. Just drop it in the comments.
It's going to hit me later on.
But it's like they isolate mm-hmm. you in Absolutely. A dark room. You can't see any sunshine.
Solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, man. So solitary confinement. When you are isolated by yourself, even though you think in your mind, I'm good. Stay isolated for a long time and it will drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. The first thing that will go will be your mind. We know the enemy tries to attack our mind. And so just because we no longer see it, mm-hmm. this day and time, community operating the way that we've seen it in our parents and grandparents' time, that does not mean we can't bring that thing back around. But the question to ask yourself is, this is just what I've learned. Because, you know, I went through the spirit of cutoff. I'm not going to lie and try to act like I'm perfect because I got tired of being burnt. And I know we both have good hearts and this, that, and other. But where God stopped me with that, God said, well, did you seek me? Did you pray and seek me and ask me that I want this person to be connected to you in this season? Mm-hmm. And the answer was no. Because I led with my heart. There's plenty of times that, you know, Kenya and he could tell you straight up, because of my heart, if somebody say they need, even if they lying, I would go into our account, take money out and just send it to people based off of their word, because I trust them, the individuals that they were, and we wouldn't get it back. We know what people say, you know, only give away that you can afford to give away. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I came from the country/the hood. If you was in need, we tried to come together and try to help out but that's wisdom. Mm-hmm. That is wisdom. So the question being, can I trust you? Yeah. And in seeking God, God is going to have confirmation in your heart who you should be around and for what reason, what purpose. Okay. So we have people that we could call right now and say, we need, they are going to show up and show out. Mm-hmm. So what God helped me to understand, so I wouldn't continue to have a spirit of cut off, is okay. The word of God. Let's go back to the word of God. And I didn't write it down. I kind of wrote it down as Kenya was talking, but I didn't write down the scripture. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all maybe you should know them by their fruits.
Yep.
A lot of people talk a good game. A lot of people, they will say what they need to say until they get what they want. Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Them are the ones that is operating in witchcraft, probably idolatry. None of the things, their fruits is lining up with God. Mm-hmm. All right. So sit back. And instead of always opening up your mouth, observe. That's what the old folks used to do. I used to love that. When they sit on the front porch, they might be in a rocking chair or just sitting in a regular chair. And they just sit back and look. And you could almost tell what they was thinking because their face would tell it like, You know, especially the old women, they just turn their head and you can't do nothing. You don't know what they talking about. But they, you know, they would observe. So ask yourself, if you've been one that's got burnt and you don't want to deal with community, you don't want to deal with your family, you don't want to deal with your friends or whatever the case may be, did you seek God first? A lot of us was raised, you should not question God. This is Shan saying this, and y'all ain't going to believe me. I think that's foolery, and that has led our generation astray. If God is our Father, like the Word of God says, why should we not be able to go to God and ask God questions? Mm-hmm. If you have a child, one of our kids, if they got a question, guess what they're going to do? Come to their father. They're going to come to their mother. So please, if you are a saint, a believer, I don't care if you're in the building or outside the building, quit spreading that foolishness that you are not supposed to question God. That's why people are so confused and there's so much broken trust.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And then, you know, just to the question that you asked, why is community so divided now? Mm. Whereas before, it seems like a lot of people were, you know, together doing different things. Mm-hmm. And what God basically gave me, it was in three different aspects. Number one, it's a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. Because you were kind of alluding to it when you were talking about Adam and Eve. And then when Satan came in, you know, that was something that God instituted, a relationship between man and woman.
Right.
Satan knew that if I get in there and try to separate that, if I throw a kink in there, there's going to be some issues there. Mm-hmm. It's no different than community.
Right.
When God has his people in certain areas and they start to operate in the spirit of God, Satan don't want that to go forward.
Right, so he wants
to keep us divided. You probably heard me say it on the radio before, is that when it comes to God, he's all about addition and multiplication.
Yes.
The enemy is all about subtraction and dividing.
Right.
Whatever he can do to take away from, to make less than, that's what he's going to try to do. Mm-hmm. And so we have to understand that it is a spiritual thing that is going on as well, as to one of the reasons why communities are so divided. Mm-hmm. Now, people may say, well, Mr. King, that's a little bit different because you got racism and all this other stuff. Yeah, that's a form of spiritual.
Right. That's
a spiritual form where individuals are being kind of torn apart because they different than somebody else.
Right.
But then when you go to the physical aspect of it, what are we doing in ourselves that are keeping people from being community? Are we gossiping? Are we spreading lies? Are we spreading rumors? Are we judging individuals before we really even get a chance to know them? Probably shouldn't be doing it then, but is that what we're doing?
There's that
physical aspect that's happening as well. And so even from a physical standpoint, some of us won't walk across the street, physical aspect, just to say, using your mouth, hello, God bless you, or whatever, because we've got this attitude. Basically, it comes down to this. If you can't do nothing for me, I ain't doing nothing for you.
Mm-hmm. It's all about self.
That's it. And then the third thing that God gave me is that we're afraid of what we don't understand.
Listen. That right there is the gospel truth.
Absolutely. We're afraid of what we don't understand. So if I lived across the street from, let's say, a group of Hispanics,
right?
I don't speak Spanish. I may not understand the culture, this, that, and the other. So I already start creating stuff in my mind why not to get involved instead of trying to think of some things of why I should get involved. And so at that point, that's when you go over, you introduce yourself. Maybe you bring some food. They may have never had soul food or whatever your culture may be before. And then maybe they bring you some of their food. That's how community gets started. Mm. Potlucks and get-togethers, barbecues, things of that nature. This ain't nothing new.
Right.
I remember back in the day, somebody could light a grill up and everybody was there.
It was going down.
And then somebody,
what I need to bring.
Somebody would show up. Hey, bro, you know, I know I came by uninvited, but I see you on that grill. Man, what do you need? You know what, man? Can you run to the store and get some hot dogs and some hamburgers? And then they would feed the kids in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then they would work their way around, sending plates out to adults and things of that nature that they knew that they couldn't come out. That's what community is all about.
Right.
We're doing things maybe on a whim. Mm-hmm. Maybe just because you felt like it that day, or a group of people felt like doing it, but you wasn't looking for no reward.
Right.
You wasn't looking to get nothing out of it. It was just solely from your heart. You were doing something to try to help people out.
Right.
And that's what community should be for. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back for a minute when I was telling you the importance of why community was so important. I stopped on my list. I want to go back. And Shan was hitting on, and I had, it builds better trust in society.
Yes.
In society. Mm-hmm. If we start doing some good things in the community, then other people are going to see good things. Maybe it brings more people out. People start trusting more. Mm-hmm. But when the only thing that they see is bad stuff, who do you think they're going to start trusting?
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
And you know what? I'm just going to say it, and I'm not trying to be like any other politicians or anything or get stuff started, but sometimes media is the thing that kills us the most.
Yes.
The only thing they report on is all the bad stuff. So-and-so got shot here. This person got robbed there. They'll tell you about all the bad stuff going on in the community, but how often do you turn on the news and hear all the good stuff that's going on in the community?
Right. Mm-hmm.
People that are doing stuff from the kindness of their own heart. People that decided that, hey, something's wrong here. We're not together. Let's try to make a change. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things I had on my list as well. Community is important because it can help create change.
Right.
When you see things are going bad and nobody's doing nothing to help the elders out, community gets together and start doing that. That creates change.
Mm-hmm.
When the politicians ain't doing what they're supposed to be in that seat, community need to get together and go vote. And get them out of that seat and put somebody in there that's going to do it.
That creates change.
You create change. when you see that the neighborhood is run down, you get together, you clean it up 2, 3, 4 times a year. That creates change. Mm-hmm. Because we always say from a counseling perspective, when you talk better about yourself, you feel better about yourself.
Positive affirmation.
It goes the same way in the community. When things look better, people start treating things better. They take care of it. They have a sense of pride in their community. Mm-hmm. The other thing is this. It helps us to understand different cultures and different views. Mm-hmm. See, sometimes we think just because this is a different culture or a different ethnicity that lives across the street from us, we don't understand them, so we ain't even get involved. We done heard this on our own. No, go hear it from their mouth.
Right.
Find out what's going on with them. You never know that there still may be some commonalities there that you have, mm-hmm. and you may make new friends. There's a new avenue that has just been opened up for you to start ministering to a different family, ministering to a different culture. You just don't know what will come out of that if you don't give it a chance. Mm-hmm. It says it helps us to bring us together for common goals and interests, and it builds teamwork and cohesion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of those reasons I just gave you is all good reasons for community.
Right.
But the thing is, I believe we need to get back to that.
Right.
So I'm going to throw out these two or three things here, and then I'm going to flip it back over to my wife. Number one, we need to quit waiting on everybody else to do something and just get up and do it.
My God.
See, one of the problems why communities are not really really just jumping together to work with each other is everybody waiting on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if so-and-so would do this, then I would do that. Don't wait for so-and-so. Go do what you know how to do. Just do it. Just like Nike.
Right, right.
Get out there and do it. Maybe if you get started, you'll bring some other individuals up there. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I wrote down here is that we got to quit expecting a reward for everything that we do.
Yes.
Because if you're not doing it for the sake of the community, you just want it to get you on TV. You want to see somebody see you doing something so they can invite you somewhere or you get an award or something, you got the wrong reason for doing it.
Right.
But sometimes we only do something when we think we go get something in return. And that's what makes people not trust us. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, so-and-so only did that because I heard them talking about it the other day. You ain't got to talk about it.
Right.
Just do it and go on about your business.
Mm.
Because when you're doing something for the good of community, when you're doing something for the good of God, you ain't got to worry about man giving you no award. You can wait for God to give you a reward.
Yes, God.
And
yes,
I think I may have said it before on the show where you talk about an award. It starts with an A, which means you may only get it one time. But with a reward, that means it keeps giving over and over again.
God.
Can we reward the folks in our community so that the giving keeps going over and over again?
Yes.
And I'll give you a good example. You can turn to God's word. You can use different examples. It's just funny how once we start something good, how the domino, that positive domino effect, it just keeps going. Mm-hmm. You remember how people used to start those things to pay it forward?
Yes.
Pull up through Starbucks or somewhere and say, you know what, ma'am, here's $20. Put that on the person behind me. Pay for their meal or whatever the case may be. And then when the people pull up there, they're like, what? They did what? You know what? I'm going to give you the money. I was going to spend it anyway. Put it on the, and it, before you know it, that whole day, people are just coming through getting blessed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to do when it comes to community.
Right.
And I'll just say the neighborhood that we live in, these jokers off chain.
Mm-hmm.
We moved in this neighborhood. Every house in the community came by and gave us something.
Nice welcome gift.
Yeah, somebody brought a bottle of wine. Somebody brought some cookies. Mm-hmm. Somebody brought, I'm about to embarrass myself, what they call that thing? Charcuterie?
A charcuterie board.
That thing, yes. Too. Somebody else bought some banana bread. One guy brought some vegetables out of his garden. It's just the way it is. Now, every time somebody moves in our community, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Every year around Halloween, they do this thing that called You Got Booed.
Mm-hmm.
They may not do all the trick-or-treating and all that stuff, but what they'll do is they will go to one person's house, they've got a basket or something, and they leave it at that person's door, ring the doorbell, and they run off.
Everybody run off, yes.
Yeah, and then what they do is they put up a sticker to say, you got booed. And now what you have to do is you have to go and get something and you give it to another neighbor, someone that didn't already get it. And you'll know it because they will have a sticker up there that said they've already been booed, so to speak.
Right.
And that goes throughout our neighborhood. It's awesome. And then they turn around and do the same exact thing at Christmas time again to make sure that every family is getting something. It's like a gift exchange from family to family. And it's just awesome about our neighborhood.
Right.
They get together maybe once or twice a year. Last time we did a chili cook-off in the cul-de-sac.
Right.
Everybody came together, did a chili cook-off. Everybody brought something out to eat. We voted on things for our community. We got together. Are there any problems? Are there any issues? These are the things that we see with our gates. These are the things we see with the sprinkler. It don't matter.
They even had the police come out, and it was the fire department came out for our city that we live in. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
And that's what community is all about. Now, I will say this. Our neighborhood is very quiet, and most people kind of stay to themselves. Mm-hmm. But if something goes on, everybody knows about it. Right. They're going to talk. We're going to have a meeting every once in a while and pull everybody together. We're not saying you got to be out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we have to start somewhere.
Right.
We've got to start somewhere. So one of the things that I would definitely say, if you want to start something in your neighborhood, you be the one that started.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, I'm just going to say it, some of us have to be a Moses. Some of us have to be the one that leads some people to a spot where they come up out of their chains of bondage, being locked up in their houses. We may not necessarily see the promised land, but it's not just for us. It's for the people that we were leading. It's for the children that are to come, the generations to come. Right. Sometimes we have to make a way for other people to get into the promised land, and we may not necessarily see that. Right. The problem is, nobody wants to be a Moses. Everybody has to be that one that's going to get
receiving.
Something. Somebody's got to start it in some shape, form, or fashion.
Right. One of the things that I had wrote down when we were speaking about broken trust early and can I trust you? Mm-hmm. I wrote down, we do not take the time to understand each other, which you were kind of speaking to that. We just judge.
Yeah.
And the word of God says in Matthew 7:1-3, judge not lest ye be judged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for me to judge you. And I know, you know, some of the saints, you know, if it's not you, it's not you. But it's easier for us to judge someone else than to sit down and actually hear their story.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of the division come from. And even we know in the word of God where it says a house divided cannot stand.
Absolutely.
That is Matthew 12:25, I believe. A house divided cannot stand. So as long as we continue to allow ourselves as a people, especially the children of the Most High God, to remain divided, and y'all say, oh, well, no, children of God is not divided. Okay, let's bring it back to our wheelhouse. This is something y'all ain't ready. Go ahead and clutch your pearls, because you know she ain't going to say something. Yes, we are divided.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at all these different denominations, but we are supposed to serve one God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got, let's not even go to the denominations. Let's come to the same denomination. Mm-hmm. So Kenya could be the pastor over here. Say we weren't married, this is my brother. He could be the pastor over here, and he pastor in this church. And then say, you know, we got a cousin that's over here pastoring that church, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I go and support the pastor and the first lady over here in the program. And then you got people talking. So say if Kenya women, well, why are you over there? You a member of my church. What you over there visiting so much for? You not supposed to be over there. Don't forget where you eat at. We've heard these things, okay? Don't forget, you supposed to pay your tithes over here, baby. They're going to show, let you know that your tithes supposed to be paid to this house. What are you talking? But guess what? I came at you attacking you, but I didn't come to you as the word of God tells us that we're supposed to do, because it's not like I necessarily having all with Pastor King over here. He got an all with me because you seen that I was on Facebook over here at a women's event at their church. Like, I'm not allowed to go and visit somebody else's church and support them in our community.
Yep.
Okay. So the more divided that we are, the more that we can be conquered. Do y'all not see the divide in the world now? It's people trying to justify. It's people outside of the United States that think that the United States is a big issue in a lot of their problems that they got going on in their country. Us here in the United States is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We ain't got nothing to do with that. Look, and they pointing the fingers to the one who's starting a division. It is not everybody, but because people are so quick not to have dialogue, not to get to know, understand it. Oh, let's even take a doggone, since it's politics. Republicans, Democrat, left wing, right wing, all chicken wing, all this other kind of stuff. Division. And we wonder why the United States of America is divided. But again, like Kenya said, we can't control the higher up. We got to bring that thing all the way down to our community. We got to bring it to our community. We cannot have an individual mindset when it comes to community. Okay. It's not about me. It's about us.
Mm-hmm.
It is not about me. It is about us. So I understand that a lot of amazing ministries, we've seen it in the past. See, we've been back in this area since 2010. Mm-hmm. So we're 13 years. We've seen where you have churches that are saying, hey, we will have something in our church parking lot. We'll have it on our land and all the community can come. They welcome. That is beautiful. There was even one time the Killeen, not the Killeen Civic Center. What's the other place over off W.S. Young? Killeen Community Center.
Is it the arts? No. Yeah, you're right.
Killeen Community Center, I believe, which
the
is
convention offer. Center.
W.S. Mm-hmm. Young and Veterans. Mm-hmm. It's on the corner for those of you who live in this area. And I remember all the churches got together. Mm-hmm. I thought this thing, all the churches was, so I listen, I'm speaking to the leaders right now. Let's get back to this because this things that y'all can do on y'all's level. And it ain't all about, oh, this one's Kojic, this one's Baptist, this one's Holiness, Pentecostal, Catholic. Who cares about all that? We don't care about that. We encourage you as leaders to lead by example, okay? And I get it. It's harder than what's spoken because you got too many leaders that it's all about I instead of us.
Right.
Now, there was a time when they did and had, each individual church had a goal. Hey, y'all responsible for raising, money or bringing in toys. Y'all bring in toiletries. Y'all bring in this. All the churches brought everything together right there at the Killeen Community Center. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everything was beautiful. And let me tell you why it's not continuing to go on in the 2023. And that happened a few years back. Because one person decided to get on the news who was a pastor in leadership. And when the news people said, Pastor, how did this all come about? Because they just happened to grab one of the pastors and that pastor took credit for the whole community and all the church's work that crushed our community. But guess what? Let us learn from that. Let us revert back. Let us try again. Okay? Let us try again. So we got to keep in mind us being separate, us not taking the time. I wrote down this too. In order to have community, you got to commune and communicate with each other.
Oh, that's good.
In order to have community, you must commune and communicate with each other to gain understanding. Okay? Mm-hmm. Not just be out here just talking, but let me glean from you. Let me gain understanding from you.
Absolutely.
Everybody's about this hungry hippo life. Y'all remember that game back in the day? Let me try to get the most balls that I can. And people are tired of that. But let's see how we can revert back and revert some of this broken trust into actual trust. Everybody, because, and I'm going to say this and then, throw it back over to you. This is what I had to learn. Just because people hurt, just because people crooked, just because people are all about the almighty dollar instead of building the next person up like the word of God says, we have to understand there are still good people that are out there. There are still good leadership in the community when it comes to those who hold official offices. There are still good pastors that are out here that are leading their church the best they know how, that is actually falling down on their knees and doing a Matthew 6 and 33 and seeking God. There are still good business owners that are out here that see the good of the community. There are too many 10 and 12 different businesses doing the same doggone thing instead of coming together on one accord. Mm-hmm. There are still good people, but you got to take the time, seek God and observe, not just what they say, because a lot of people are hype people, not just what they say. You hyping up stuff. No, you got to know them by their fruits. It's not about what they say. It's about their actions.
Absolutely.
And that's why I believe, glory be to God, this is all God. We cannot take the credit for this. Mm-hmm. That's so why we have, the kings have so much favor with so many people. Mm-hmm. We have favor and we recognize that and we don't abuse that favor. Why? Because we say what we mean and we mean what we say and we do just what we say that we are going to do. It's not us. It's all about God. Philippians 4:13. This can be done. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If God gives us the strength to do it, we can do it. Mm-hmm. So let's get it done.
Absolutely. And, one of the things that, God just kind of dropped in my spirit, when I think of a community and people kind of working together, living together, eating together, doing whatever, I'm going to take it back old school. I'm going to take it to the Bible days.
Okay.
When one of the biggest things a person could have that kind of showed their wealth in a sense and the land that they own was sheep. Was sheep. And if you ever notice that the sheep really don't ever start fighting each other, Because the shepherd, the shepherd is the one that tells them when they're going to move,
right,
where they're going to go and sleep at, or whatever the case may be. He's the one that's looking out for danger. Now, this is the thing that I want to bring forward with it. This comes from John 10th chapter, the 12th verse, and I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. Now, watch this. It says, the hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks and the flock and scatters it. That's why we've got a problem with community today. Because we don't necessarily know who's the shepherd, that we're the sheep, and where the wolf is at. Sometimes we have to understand that a lot of people that are standing up there pretending to be the leaders, they're really the hired hand.
Okay.
And so when they see a problem coming, they don't want none of that with the wolf. They gone because they worried about themselves. Now it's just the shepherd and the sheep left to defend themselves, but the shepherd is always going to defend the sheep.
Yeah.
That's the thing that we have to take a look at when it comes to community. Mm-hmm. We have to be on guard and willing to fit in one of those categories, whether you like it or not.
Right.
If you're going to follow someone that's going to be that leader, make sure you're following the shepherd and not the hired hand. Because when the shepherd or the hired hand gets scared, they're going to always run away. That can be the same thing in the church.
Right.
You can tell when someone's really the shepherd and when someone's a hired hand, because most of the time when the pastor gives a little bit of authority to somebody else, if they start abusing it and treating you like something, then when the pastor questions, all of a sudden they ain't got nothing to say. Yeah, they were the hired hand and now trouble's coming. They gone.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why we don't have community, is because a lot of us been trusting the wolves way too long. We got a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing.
Jesus.
Trying to get within the flock.
My God.
We need to start acting together as a community, because you know what sheep do? When they recognize their danger, that there's danger around, they'll start bleeding.
Okay.
They'll start yelling, tell, and then everybody else gets to look, and then they'll start moving together as a group. Y'all probably missed that all together.
Come on, sir.
What we need to start doing as a community is getting together, following the shepherd, and when we recognize danger, we need to start letting everybody else know about it.
Right.
So that way we don't lose one, because what the wolf is going to do is scatter. And once you're scattered, they catch that one off all by themselves.
Right.
Because wolves are going to hunt in a pack.
Right,
y'all didn't
right,
catch that. If the wolves can hunt in a pack, why can't we pack together as a community and do the same thing to make our community safer, to pull people together so our kids can be safe when they go to the basketball court, the baseball field, or whatever. So we don't have all these shootings going on. It's all about community.
Right.
And until we get ourselves back in position, what we were talking about last week, for our community leaders to stand up and everybody get behind them, we're going to keep having the same problems.
Right. Right.
I didn't pay money for the house that we have for people to come in and try to take over so I can't enjoy my space. I ain't got no problem with you coming in and visiting. And I don't judge people. I don't care if you're a game banger. I could care less if you're gay. I don't care less if you're going to kill somebody or whatever. You're a human being. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But what I'm not going to do is let you ruin something that I'm trying to set up, not only for my family, but other families as well.
Yes.
I want everybody to eat.
Come on. Come on.
If I go to a park and set up a barbecue grill, if somebody come up and say they want a hamburger, hot dog, rib, catfish, whatever, I'm not asking you what you done did in your past. I see a human being in front of me that may be in need.
Yes, God.
My all the other stuff don't matter.
Jesus.
God's going to work it all out. Now, if God puts something in my spirit and say, hey, talk to this brother off on its own because he needs something from you, or you may need something from him, I'm going to do that. But one of the things we got to do, we got to get together on one accord. We got to all be moving the same way. I want to ask you guys this question. And it's really very simple. It's one of my analogies that I like to use. We need to be more like animals. Because think about it. Think about a flock of birds, a coven of birds. When they're flying south for the winter, they got that one bird that's out front leading them. It don't matter where that bird goes, everybody else goes
that's
with them.
True.
You ain't got people trying to divide the flock of birds up. So I'm mad at you. I'm going to take this group and go over here. No, they follow the birds so that everybody gets there to the same location for the winter so that they can eat. They can be provided for. But we don't do that as human beings. Mm-hmm. We'll pull everybody together, but the minute we see things not going our way, then I'm going to take these 4 or 5 and I'm going to go here.
Right.
And then I'm going to take these 4 or 5 and go here. And we all know their strength in numbers.
Right.
If we all band together and stay together as a community, we can make change.
Right.
But what we have to understand is this. When it comes to community, it's about community.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about onesies and twosies.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what's best for the community.
Right.
And just because you don't get your way in one area doesn't mean that you up and run off, because guess what? Somebody else probably didn't get their way either.
Mm-hmm.
The shepherd probably ain't getting his way. He probably wanted to sleep in, but he got to prepare the sheep.
Right.
He got to get them fed. He got to get them watered. He got to make sure they're protected for. So we got to work together as a community for the betterment of the community so that everybody comes to the table and eat.
Right. You know, I was sitting up thinking about, and a lot of us know it. It's the same thing. It's a synonym, but community, we know it is village.
Village. Mm-hmm.
Village, right? So when I think back to like when I was growing up as a child and watching my grandparents and, you know, growing up in our city, you know, this back in a time when individuals having anywhere between 8 to 10 kids and mm-hmm. stuff, you knew the family. Like if you knew, you know, you don't mess with this one, because if you mess with this one, baby, you got a whole hornet's
all
nest coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it came to playing sports, it wasn't like, oh, my child. Because I remember when our oldest son was playing basketball and everybody was, oh, my child, my child. And this is how y'all are in this new age stuff. I don't get this kind of stuff. When my child going to get playing time? See, that's an individualistic mentality, mm-hmm. because it don't take just your child to win the game. It takes the whole team,
mm-hmm.
right? And so when I think about village, I want you all to sit and ask yourself, just really kind of over the next couple of days, it don't have to be right now, maybe the next week, the next month. Do I have a village?
Mm, that's good.
Do I have a supportive village?
Mm-hmm.
So do I have a village? Do I have a supportive village? And if not, how much do you contribute to a village?
Ooh.
Because the word of God tells us that what you sow, you shall reap. Like I said, the kings can call anybody all over the world. Thank you, God. Why? Because of our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearts. Anybody all over the world. And so the thing is this, when you have a strong village, that's why marriages was lasting. Why everybody was on this, why was grandpa and grandma marriages lasting? We answered that here on the show. That's why marriages was lasting. Why? Because they had a village.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing that I heard as a kid growing up, when we knew that there was some men out there, this one, you know, and the children grew up and right across the street, they thought that was their best friend, but it actually being their half sibling, whatever the case
mm-hmm.
may be. So you did have some stuff like that going on. So I'm not trying to act like their generations was perfect,
right.
But what I'm saying, one of the things that I heard, I used to hear a lot of women say, what? Oh, you trying to holler at me? Wait a minute. Aren't you married? And then they instantly get upset because they realize it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you a married man and what I can get out of you, even if it takes destroying your family, destroying your wife,
mm-hmm.
crushing them. They was like, you better go on home to your wife. And I bet not see you out here in these streets trying to holler at nobody else. So I'm going to go tell your wife personally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the village offers support with marriages. The village offers support with families.
Education.
Yes.
Nursing.
Yes.
Farming. You name it.
Come on.
The whole nine yards. And I don't want to cut you off, but you hit on something there.
Okay. Come on.
You said it, but you didn't say it in so many words.
Say it.
So basically, this is what it comes down to. A lot of times we can't have a community because nobody wants accountability. That's what it's all about.
Let me write that down.
People don't like accountability. When you truly have a community, you're going to have some people that's going to tell you when your stuff stank, when you're doing something wrong, when you know you, what did they say? Now, you know, you ain't got no business doing that.
Right.
They're trying to hold you accountable because they want to make you better.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, people take accountability as something that is a negative thing, and they feel like you're trying to put somebody down. No, we're trying to hold you to a standard.
Come on,
because you
standard?
Know what? God holds us to a standard.
Yes.
God's going to hold us for accountability.
Come on.
And sometimes he's going to put people in your path that needs to hold you accountable
on,
so
Jesus.
That you can get to the season that he has promised
my God,
you to
my
get.
God. I almost shattered on that one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold my mule.
People got to understand it. And I'll give you a good example. Somebody had said this one time before in church, and I'm not going to take credit for this, but they said that they were trying to get somewhere and there was a car behind them that kept, you know, like blowing at them and running up on them. They was like, dang, this person must be in a hurry. Let me get out the way. And they got out of the way. But then another car came and got in front of them and slowed them down even the more. Mm-hmm. Now, when they finally got up to this intersection, that same car that was pushing them, trying to get them to go faster, had an accident.
Mm.
Now, is that accountability to a point? Yeah, because, hey, I'm trying to hold you up. Right. I'm doing the speed limit. I can't go nowhere to these people go. But you flew off the hinge and went around. Now, you in an accident. Somebody else got in front of me. That could have been for me. That could be an example of accountability. Jesus. I'm going to keep you from speeding up. I'm going to keep you in a position so that something bad don't happen to you up the road. That's what accountability is for.
Right.
When you see that child that just walked away from three guys on the block saying, hey, young buck, what you doing over there with them guys? What they put in your hand? Give me that here. Let's go talk to your parents.
Yes.
Keep them from the drug game.
Yes.
And show them that there's a bigger game out there for them to play. And that game is called life.
Come on.
But we don't want to be held accountable because we think people are poking and prodding at us when people are really trying to help.
They care for you.
And a person told me this a long time ago, said if a person ain't helping you, they hurting you.
And that's the thing. What I was going to actually finish out with the village is when it comes to the family, I'm just straight up it's in me. I don't care what everybody doing in the 2023. You want to be negative, divisive, backstabbing, all that kind of stuff. I have a choice. We all have a choice. And we can choose not to participate in that. And we can choose to go connect with the ones who's all about moving forward in a positive way, right? And so when it comes to a village, keep in mind with some of us growing up, you already knew. Let your tail do something in school.
Yep.
Because your teacher probably graduated with your mama or your daddy.
There you go.
And so you already know. Nowadays, we don't have it. We wonder what's going on with school. We don't even, as a community in the village, we're not even backing the educators. You think it's funny when your child gets up and they got somebody recording so they can get all these views and likes on social media and they are assaulting an adult. God forbid any of the children that had been raised up under the king's household, assaulted an adult. Y'all better go do a GoFundMe because I'm about to go up to that school and whoop my child's behind on sight. That's what we grew up on. Our parents and grandparents had these educators back. And like a kid couldn't be wondering to this day. Let me see a kid walking by themselves. Excuse me, baby, where your mom at?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know some of y'all old school and you're going to laugh at this. When you see these parents, that's why all these kids got colic, RSV. They taking all these immunizations that we didn't have to take growing up because, baby, you was going to have some doc root around your neck. You was going to you got a fever, rub some alcohol on your feet. I'm not giving anybody no medical advice. You know, I'm just saying, y'all heard our disclaimers. You know, you could call and say, well, Mr. King, I know you a nurse and you work at such. I'm your neighbor. This two doors down. This is what's going on with my child. One of our neighbors, oh my God, y'all, listen to this and I'm done. I promise. As we were meeting our neighbors, and I'm just going to kind of paraphrase it because I don't want to put it too much out there. Mm-hmm. Our neighbor was talking about how they had a family member that came over to the house, a small kid, and they were celebrating. They were coming together as an event. Well, the baby, because everybody's a baby to me, if you know somebody's child, the baby started having difficulty breathing. Listen to what I'm saying. And because at that time they were new moving in, they did not know. The baby ended up passing away. Okay. But guess what? This individual found that they had doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, and all these people who were living right there in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That baby didn't have to pass. So let us get back to learning. You can't have everybody in your house.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, but y'all can meet in the street. Y'all close down the street, get with the city. We want to block this off so we can have a little block party. Meet outside then. And that way you can know these people by their fruit before you start inviting them in the house.
Absolutely.
But that baby didn't have to lose his life because there were people who could help right there that was first aid caregiver.
Absolutely. And you know, what we have to understand is that if we're helping one another, if we're gleaning from one another, everybody wins, so to speak.
Yes.
So to speak. And so I want to go ahead and make sure we get the thought of the week out. And then I want to come back and ask you guys, our listeners, for some support for some community efforts that's going to be going on in November and December right here in the Central Texas area.
Okay.
And so our thought of the week comes from Millard Fuller, and it reads, for a community to be whole and healthy, it must be based on people's love and concern for each other.
Mm.
And once again, that comes from Millard Millard Fuller.
Okay.
And so with that, I want to tell you guys about an organization that we belong to that is all about community, and that is the Mid-Texas Corvette Club.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know, it is a club here in the Central Texas area. What these individuals do is they do a lot of community-based events for the empowerment of community.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in finding out what these individuals do, I ask you to go to midtexascorvetteclub.org and just click on the website and look at the many different things that we do. Here in the upcoming future, this weekend, the 18th of November, they will be out in the local area here in Killeen, Harker Heights, Temple area,
mm-hmm.
and they will be at some stores, I want to say Walmart, and they're going to be
on Stan Sluder,
mm-hmm. they're going to be doing a food drive. They're going to have their Corvettes out there, and the only thing they're asking for is for individuals to donate food, and they're going to make sure that that food gets to individuals that are in need.
Mm-hmm.
They also do the same thing at Christmas time. They have orphanages, battered women's shelter that they support.
Mm-hmm.
They will ask for specific items. We will have sheets out there saying, this is what we like to individuals to do. If you can, go into a store, buy a toy for a boy, a girl, this age, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they load up a trailer at the end of the day and they take that to one specific spot to make sure that there are some homeless children, battered women's shelters. They get things that they need for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that I want to impress upon individuals is that this club gives back to so many different people in so many different ways. I can't even run down a list of the different things that they do in the community.
Mm-hmm.
What I would ask you to do is this. Don't look at the cars and see money.
Right.
Look at the people and see what they're doing.
Their hearts.
Because if they was all off into their cars and just thought it was all about them, they wouldn't be giving back to the community.
Right.
It is all about community and what we're trying to do and help this area. And hopefully we can spread out if other people would do it in different areas and do the same thing because it's all about community.
Yes. So that concludes our show of Marriage Mondays with the Kings. If you all would like to contact us or you have questions about what Kenya just shared, and you know, we ask that you go to YouTube and rewind mm-hmm. it, but if not, go to our website, marriagemondayswiththekings.com. We thank you so much for joining us. We ask that you come back next Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as always, keep it locked right here on KRGN 98.5 FM,
The Rock.